Got 5 minutes? Most people do. You're checking Facebook. That takes more than 5 minutes, right? Well, today we'll take you to the Central African Republic, Ukraine, and India. What's amazing is it takes less than 5 minutes. I'm Greg Yoder, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Central African Republic is back in the spotlight again. Renewed violence is described as Christian versus Muslim, but Open Doors USA's Emily Fuente says that doesn't paint the complete picture.
Labels get thrown on people. So people get labeled Christians, but it's more a cultural term rather than them practicing a faith. So they have never necessarily proclaimed to be a Christian themselves.
CAR's infighting and descent into chaos hasn't stopped since 2013. If it's so bad, why haven't you heard about it before?
The news has kind of stopped talking about it. It's getting worse, but the news rarely highlights it.
Persecuted believers are telling Open Doors they feel forgotten by the world. Here's your chance to give them hope.
Share this story with friends. Let them know what's going on. Let them know that we've got to be praying for the Central African Republic.
We're sharing it on Facebook. Will you? As violent unrest continues in the CAR, civil unrest is beginning in the United States. A coalition of more than 50 pro-life groups, including 40 Days of Life, is calling U.S. citizens to action. The coalition is organizing peaceful protests outside Planned Parenthood clinics nationwide on August 22nd. Along with raising awareness of Planned Parenthood's alleged illegal activities, protesters will be uniting in corporate prayer. Learn more about the movement at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. Speaking of abortion clinics, that's what one Ukrainian woman was looking for when a visit to a health clinic changed her mind. As a war refugee, Nadia felt unable to care for her newborn child. She called the Kharkov Pregnancy Assistance Center, a ministry supported by Life International. After having an ultrasound and hearing about God's faithfulness, she chose Life. Do you want to help women like Nadia? Find ways to pray, give, and serve with Life International at our website. Life International isn't the only one bringing hope. India Partners is using fresh water as a way to share living water. It recently drilled wells in two rural villages and provided biblically-based health and safety training. India Partners' Donna Glass.
The WASH training is based on the whole creation, fall, salvation story. It's based on the gospel. Everything through the WASH training is based on biblical principles.
India Partners isn't just sharing the gospel. By serving those in need, it's being the hands and feet of Christ.
People will say, well, why are you doing this? We aren't part of your faith. And that's when you can say, because Christ lives in us, and Christ has called us to help those who need help. You need help. You need clean water. And that opens their hearts up to a willingness to hear more.
Can you help India Partners meet physical and spiritual needs? Find prayer and donation opportunities in our web story. Physical needs need to be met before people are open to the gospel. And there are lots of misconceptions about Bible translation. They can cause delays in Bible translation. What are the biggest ones? Wycliffe Bible translator Steve Eccles says you don't have to be a translator to be a part of Bible translation.
We have right now 300 job descriptions that are open and available. Some of them are multiple, so we need 1,800 people basically tomorrow in order to fill our needs.
Eccles says that they need pilots, translators, mechanics, journalists, computer people, and more. Why don't the translators handle these jobs?
If that support person isn't there, then the Bible translator has to come off of the field, take his mind off of the work of translation in order to get the supplies and materials that he needs or educate his children. Having those taken care of then frees up the translator to concentrate on what he needs to do.
MissionNews.org has a link to these jobs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like to get a tool to help you pray for the world a little more effectively? Get our e-news. It's delivered every morning. You can sign up. It's free. Go to MissionNews.org. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. That's MissionNews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.